Hello, friend, and welcome to Daily Treasure, a devotional podcast by Sharon Betters, produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. Today's devotional is, It's All About Him. And today's treasure, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27:1. What is your default system when life comes crashing down? What systems are in place that will act as weight-bearing walls so that life cannot crush you? Early in this series, I suggested that when we are on an unfamiliar pathway, we need guides further along in life's journey who share their experiences as a means of helping us avoid unnecessary potholes. I'm grateful for those ahead of me in their own grief journeys that willingly went back into their own sorrow in order to reach out their hand to help me. Anna is someone God used to remind me that He is sovereign and I can trust Him. Her example encouraged me to choose life when I was tempted to give up. Her love for her God and her passion for serving His people modeled for me the fact that helping others really is a means of helping myself. I wish I could personally thank Anna for choosing a sacrificial life, a life that encourages me to see old age as a platform for continuing to offer the help and hope of Jesus that I have experienced. Brokenness can create a climate of fear, or it can teach us that we have nothing to fear when Jesus holds us tightly in His grip. Who has taught you by their own life that when the Lord is your strength, you have nothing to fear? Have you thanked that person? Take time today to send a text, an email, a real handwritten note, or make a phone call to thank that person for helping turn your heart toward Jesus. How are you passing on that treasure of encouragement to someone coming behind you in life's journey?
Friends, thanks so much for joining us for the Daily Treasure podcast. And I'm so excited today to introduce to you Ben Fuller, who is our guest on the Help and Hope podcast this week. Ben Fuller is a country music singer whose life was turned upside down after he met Jesus. Due to generations of hurt in his family, he turned to cocaine and alcohol at a young age. He got involved in a devastating drug-fueled relationship, which led him to understand better the other side of addiction. And then he abruptly lost his best friend to a heroin overdose, and his entire outlook on life shifted. He was motivated to change, and so he moved to Nashville to pursue that career as a country singer in late 2018. A family friend invited Ben to church, and as he walked into the auditorium filled with 3,000 people, he knew one day he would sing that kind of music for the rest of his life. He fell face first into his newfound relationship with Jesus, and he began writing with a burning desire to share what God did to turn his life around. Today, Ben lives completely sober while sharing his story filled with hope, mercy, and grace. And friends, he turns his testimony into songs, and once you start listening to them, you just can't stop singing them as you go about your day. So I would love for you to check out Ben online. Check out his music. It's really powerful. And I'm so excited for you to hear this conversation that he had with myself and with Danielle. So make sure you go to markinc.org, markinc.org, and click the Help and Hope link where you can find our conversation with Ben Fuller. You can also subscribe to the Help and Hope podcast while you're there. Thanks again for joining us on Daily Treasure, and we look forward to being with you tomorrow.